Hi everyone, my name is Megan Christina. I am a correspondent for WIXR and I'm here with Dane Mufasa, who's going to tell us a little bit about himself and their upcoming project, Eyes of God. Go ahead and tell us who you are and what you've been working on, Dane.
Appreciate it. Dan Foster, obviously I'm a Memphis artist and musician. Mostly doing music. I do some visual arts curating. I do I'm getting into a little filmmaking. Just basically it's like anyway I could like, storytell effectively. That's my whole, angle right now.
Yeah, that's good. Can you tell us a little bit of eyes about Eyes of God?
So Eyes of God is inspired by an album I dropped late last year, titled Church in the Wild. If anybody is familiar or unfamiliar with, and I was in a artist residency program when I cooked it up, and I was just like in a work mode, knocking stuff out, and we also like knocked out a bunch of visual film projects, and so. Eyes of God is basically like the film version of the story that the album tells. So it's not a visual album at all, but it's it's just telling a different story in a different language. So like, it was like really like that period of time. I was just feeling really expressive, and I was like going through a lot, but it was like just flowing out, and just like the music wasn't enough at that time. And so I just like had to like do more, and so that's how this film project came about, which I'm excited about, and I'm excited to show it.
Yeah, us at WIXR are excited for it as well. This is a really big milestone for a local Memphis artist to have their work be shown at the Malco Theater. Can you tell us a little more about how you made that happen?
So I initially when I finished the film, because it's like I said, the album came out late last year, and I finished the film around the same time. And I initially was gonna do them both. I had a listening event at the listening lab at the across town, and I showed a teaser for it, and I wanted it to be in the Film Fest, so people can get to see it, but I missed the deadline, like I said, due to like doing like a bunch of like working, I do like a lot of stuff active in the community, and just being in residency, and I had my obligations for that. I just didn't. It wasn't gonna meet the deadline. It wasn't happening. I think it was coming up when I started filming, and so I just looking for other ways to bring it to the world, and like I didn't want to underdo it, because I feel like the presentation is important when you're doing things, and so like I do different styles of different things sometimes, and I always want to be intentional about how I present this specific thing, and so like I might if it was something else I might just like show it in the hood and like do it at a house, and it might be like that might be the vibe that time, but this time it's not the vibe, and so I reached out. And figure out like how I could make it happen. And they were like super helpful and let me do that. And so I don't know. I don't know. It just worked out for me, which I'm super grateful for.
Yeah, that seems to be what happens for a lot of Memphis musicians. It just kind of works out for them.
Yeah, I'm not complaining.
And next question is, what kind of impact do you want Eyes of God to have on the audience?
Impact is tough. I think I just want people to receive it with an open mind. Whatever you take from it is what you take from it. It's a more artistic film than it is like a straightforward film. And I'm always open to just like interpretations of any kind. And I like really like to explain my work, music or visual based. Because even when I dropped the album, like a lot of people like giving me like they. What they think it means or whatever. And it's just always fun for me to hear things that are in line with what I was feeling and things that even I didn't realize could be, applicable. I want to see what that's like for this project. So I don't really have any. As long as people like come in with an open mind ready to receive it, I feel like I already like got what I want out of it. Because I like I said, I enjoyed making it. Like film was like a really fun project for me. And so like I'm kind of already satisfied with the process. And so like, what do I get? I couldn't get anything else out of it. At this point, I just want to like, share.
Cool. And lastly, can you just plug yourself in? Tell us what you have going on, what's coming next, where can people find you?
For sure. So you can find me streaming anywhere, Dan Mufasa, obviously. Follow me on Instagram at Dan Mufasa 901. That's where I give like most of my updates. Stories are just like on my feed. It's like the most accurate version of what I got going on. And then February 7th in the Crosstown Green Room. I have a concert that's also in line with the project, and so it's the Church in the Wild live show. Negro Terror will be opening, amazing black punk band, and it's all connected. Like between the album and the concert and the film, it's all connected. And if you can get them all, get them all. And if you can't, just get to a touch point where you can. And this year is really all I got for
Oh, cool. And
him.
your film viewing is this Wednesday,
Yes.
January 29th, right?
Yes. Wednesday, January 29th at 7 p.m. Mako Studio Square. It is a free event. So keep that ticket money, get you some popcorn, I don't know, get you something to drink, and pull up and rock with me, man.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was great talking with you.
Thank you, I appreciate you.